Chapter 68. Excessive aiming. Having now, to a great extent, given up ideal ambitions, he wished earnestly to direct his powers into a more practical channel, and thus correct the introspective tendencies which had never brought himself much happiness, or done his fellow creatures any great good. To make a start in this new direction by marriage, which, since knowing Elfride, had been so entrancing an idea, was less exquisite tonight. That the curtailment of his illusion regarding her had something to do with the reaction, and with the return of his old sentiments on wasting time, is more than probable. Though Knight's art had so greatly mastered him, the mastery was not so complete as to be easily maintained in the face of a moderate intellectual revival. His reverie was broken by the sound of wheels and a horse's tramp. The door opened to admit the surgeon, Lord Luxellian, and a Mr. Cool, coroner for the division, who had been attending at Castle Botherell that very day, and was having an after-dinner chat with the doctor when Lord Luxellian arrived. Next came two female nurses and some idlers. Mr. Granson, after a cursory examination, pronounced the woman dead from suffocation, induced by intense pressure on the respiratory organs, and arrangements were made that the inquiry should take place on the following morning, before the return of the coroner to St. Launce's. Shortly afterwards, the house of the widow was deserted by all its living occupants, and she abode in death, as she had in her life during the past 2 years, entirely alone. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.